In this bulletin, Australia's COVID-19 booster program rolls out nationwide. Iraq's Prime Minister survives an assassination attempt. And in rugby, the Wallabies' five-match unbeaten streak comes to an end. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tina Quinn. Coronavirus booster vaccinations will be available from GPs and pharmacies from today. Those over 18 who had their second jab 6 months ago are eligible and are encouraged to make an appointment to receive the Pfizer shot to counter waning immunity. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Sonia Bennett says at this stage, it's unclear if booster shots will be needed annually.
Everybody has an opinion. Mine would be that clearly it's important to get this first booster. There's no doubt about that. I think over time what will happen is that it's unlikely that it will be an annual vaccine or booster, but periodically may well be required.
Darwin and Catherine's lockout, where only vaccinated people can move about in the community, is set to end at midnight on Monday. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says that the 21-year-old COVID-positive woman who prompted the lockdown after entering the Northern Territory and lying on her border entry form has been fined over $5,000.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Don't lie. Don't be selfish. Think of others. She will pay because she lied to officials. I want to be clear. If you have caught COVID, if you are a close contact and are required to go to the Centre for National Resilience, we will not be charging. It's a public health measure. Please do not hesitate on being tested for fear of pain at Howard Springs.
And the Northern Territory's Police Commissioner has condemned a group of around 500 protesters who demonstrated against the NT's vaccine mandate and clashed with police on Sunday. Police say they have charged 7 people following the protest. A federal Liberal MP has been accused of branch stacking in documents filed in the federal court. Assistant Treasurer Michael Suker is alleged to have overseen a scheme that used electorate office staff to do factional Liberal Party work in Victoria. The documents were filed as part of an ongoing defamation case brought against the Nine Network by former Liberal faction figure Marcus Bastion. Mr. Bastion and Mr. Suker were most recently accused of branch stacking on 60 Minutes, but the same claims have been published elsewhere by Nine. The search for a man believed to have been taken by a shark in Western Australia has ended. Paul Millichip was swimming at a beach in North Fremantle in Perth on Saturday morning when he disappeared. A search for him recovered only a pair of goggles. The 57-year-old's wife, who was asked not to be named, says he died doing what he loved.
Rest in peace, Paul. He died, enjoyed doing the most, which was exercising. But yes, he's a swimmer, he's a runner, he's a cyclist. He's done a lot of triathlons, he's done marathons. He was a wonderful man, wonderful father, and he loved his exercise.
Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has met with the country's president hours after a failed assassination attempt on his residence. President Barham Saleh has condemned what he called a cowardly terrorist attack. It involved a drone armed with explosives. And in sport, the Wallabies' five-match unbeaten streak has come to an end. They've been beaten by Scotland 15-13 in Edinburgh. Australia's captain Michael Hooper says his side did make mistakes.
I don't think we executed our game plan well. Like, discipline was probably not great, so I think we could have been a bit better there. But you know, we've got two more games up here. We're really frustrated not to keep our momentum going and be stifled there by Scotland today. But you know, we'll keep growing from that.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's mostly sunny with a top of 27 degrees expected. If you're in Adelaide, partly cloudy with tops of 20. In Melbourne, similar conditions with tops of 17. In Hobart, partly cloudy as well. A top of 18 degrees is forecast. If you're in Canberra, looking at showers with tops of 24. In Wollongong, showers are easing. A top of 22 is expected. In Sydney, a shower or two with tops of 26. In Newcastle, more showers along the way with tops of 27 degrees expected to be reached. In Brisbane, showers and a possible storm with a top of 28. Cairns, a possible shower as well, the top of 32. And in Darwin, a possible storm with 35 degrees expected to be reached. And that's the latest with SBS News. I'm Tina Quinn.